850. Have your say on London's biggest conversation with Jenny Barnett.
I'm starting by a story that has really, I mean, you could laugh, but I don't want you to. A vicar bans un-Christian Tai Chi club in his church because he says it's un-Christian. Shouldn't be drinking tea, should he? I actually wrote down, you know, does that mean you can't do yoga? Is Tai Chi incompatible with Christian philosophy? So should we ban yoga, karate? We shouldn't be drinking Chinese tea. Should we only do English Christian things in our church? God forbid. What do you think? 0845 60 60 973. I'm talking to Paul Breacher, founder and chief instructor at the College of Chinese Martial Arts in North London. A very warm welcome to you, Paul.
Hi there.
Hi, Paul. How do you feel that your Tai Chi is being banned because it's un-Christian?
Well, it seems a bit odd because Tai Chi is basically an exercise system, so it'd be like banning sit-ups and press-ups. It seems a bit illogical.
Well, this is what, listen, as far as the pensioners were concerned, their weekly Tai Chi classes in the church hall simply helped to keep them fit. The vicar and senior members of a church community saw a more sinister side to the popular £2 lunchtime sessions. Can you please, now you're not allowed to laugh, I said you can't laugh. But listen, Mr. Breacher, what could possibly be sinister about a £2 Tai Chi class?
Well, quite the opposite. I mean, recent Western scientific research into Tai Chi has shown it's wonderful for old people. It reduces arthritic pain. It helps with their balance. It calms the mind. And it's kind of like a slow motion, moving meditation, gentle whole body workout that is what doctors recommend for everybody.
So how does it...
The opposite of sinister is quite relaxing, gentle and healing.
Well, the vicar has said the Totley class, which started at a village conservative club, it then went off to this church hall. He said, within the church, we see Tai Chi as being an aspect of the Taoist religion.
Well, yes, some Taoists do Tai Chi, but people from all faiths also do Tai Chi, and people from all faiths play football and do sit-ups and press-ups and go for walks in the park. You know, to make an association like that is a bit odd.
Hold breath for a moment, because the vicar also wants to promote a whole life spirituality which centres on following Jesus, and we feel that the two things clash.
Well, if he's going to ban anything that isn't totally in line with how Jesus was living 2,000 years ago in the Middle East, and there's going to be an awful lot of things that people can't do.
I can't imagine. There must be lots of things, actually.
But we don't live in the Middle East, and we live in the modern world, and we're in a multicultural society where people have an interest in a wide and diverse number of subjects to benefit their health and their life and their well-being. And Tai Chi is just one of the many things that people can practice to keep their body healthy and strong and keep their mind calm. And it's really quite a gentle, effortless and harmless pursuit. So why anybody would be against it.
The vicar they're saying is bigoted. Have you ever, Paul, come across this kind of objection to any of the martial arts that you do?
No. I think that martial arts serve a wonderful, positive place in a community. They give people a sense of confidence, physical health, and also there's a wonderful kind of self-development that goes within the martial arts self-defense. You start to understand yourself better and be able to communicate with people better and interact, and it's just a wonderful kind of journey that people can be on that is only positive as far as I see it.
Well, I think it's fantastic what you're saying, Paul, and actually... from your point of view, you would say that it's daft, really, aren't you?
I think it's important that we all have respect for each other. So I wouldn't call this vicar daft. I'd say he, like me, is entitled to his views.
Right.
However, I would promote to people what would be best for them. Let them be aware of all the options and let them choose for themselves rather than people dictating to them.
Thank you very much, Paul. And I've got my hands together and I'm bowing to you. Thank you very, very much. Paul Breacher, founder and chief instructor at the College of Chinese Martial Arts in North London.